I just hit the live button, so
come on.
For Neil.
That's why we can't have nice things.
That's come exactly on,
why we can't come with the intro. Because obviously we're doing something right if they hating all this in the comments.
You right.
Huh?
Said you right. Neil is here, man. We can go. So, landscape for me, Neil. That's
hey!
Like the live.
You got on just, street clothes.
Just so they know.
I do.
Black is not anti-white.
Not perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all crazy, man.
Where'd he go?
I'm here. I'm going to give me some ice.
Yeah, get your little ice. We are live. Two viewers, three viewers. We are rolling up on 7:15. So, Paul, as soon as you see Mr. McCall take his seat upon the throne, let's get to it.
Let's go, let's go.
You know, normally I like to get me a glass of water, man, when I get in the house, bro. But I, you know, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin, man, I made it, you know?
And he had to change his outfit because he didn't want Paul going at his neck again.
Man, bro,
I appreciate that.
You know?
Hey, true friends stab you in the front, though.
I told him in a text. I was like, bro, don't come on here with that fly.
I ain't talking behind his back, you know what I'm saying? True friends stab you in the front.
Hey, listen to me. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm a daddy daycare because this little man's sick.
Right on.
So hey, it's his my
it be
mom's
like that. Look,
my mom's had to you? Mom's had to go get some dinner. So you feel me? I'm here.
Who am I to judge you, Hector?
I'm here. Oh, There you go.
I'm here, bro.
It's the five.
The four. It's the quad. It's the 4.5.
What's that?
Baby? All right, Paul.
Let's go.
Is ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, bet. Let's get to it. Everybody tuning in? We good? We ready?
Yes, sir. We on it.
All right, bet. Hey, welcome to episode. What is this? Episode 5, fellas?
5.
It is, man.
Episode 5. Hashtag colors. So you are tuning in with BFA, and as we know, and as we always say, we are here to wake up with a purpose to be better than we were yesterday. Right. Therefore, today is a great day to have a great day. I am here
with my
brothers. Me, myself, I am P. Alexander Wallace. I am here with the moderator, MJ Hemj, Fadeaway Perfect, Mr. Preston Gathers, my dog, Cornelius the Compass McCall, and Hector Rico El Jefe, Ranting Rivera himself.
Ranting Rivera with baby Jen.
Jensen.
You know, yeah, my bad.
Jensen sound girly, man.
Right.
Baby,
I got you.
4.5 over there. But yeah, we are the brothers from another. We are AKA the quad. We is them, they is us. I want to kick it off real quick just by going into something that we had a little, I don't want to say an issue, but just something we need to just kind of say something, you know, just to get out the way. And I want to preface that with our County Cullen poem incident.
Yeah, there we go.
So, just starting out with that, like I said, Harlem Renaissance poet, very, very deep writer, very conceptual, very educated, to say the least. And this poem basically is, once riding in old Baltimore, heart filled, head filled with glee, I saw a Baltimorean keep staring straight at me. Though I was 8 and very tall, and he was no whit bigger, very small, I'm sorry, and he was no whit bigger. And so I smiled, but he poked out his tongue and called me nigger. I saw the whole of Baltimore from May until December, of all the things that happened here, that's all that I remember. So with that being said, I feel like that's where we're going. And my 60-second thought on just the nonsense and the negativity that we already discussed is we're trying to accomplish something that's not, it's not something that's been, you know, hasn't been done before, but we are trying to do something different for ourselves that is out of our normal, you know, activities or whatever. And I feel like that's kind of overshadowing everything that we've accomplished thus far. So, you know, the video that I put out said everything that needed to be said about it. But if they still want to keep coming like they have been all day today, you know, if they want to keep coming, then we still gonna be here. We ain't going nowhere. But yeah, I just want to kick it off to y'all. So fellas, Neil, give me your 60-second thoughts on that. You know, just addressing the nonsense real quick.
All right. Okay, make sure I wasn't muted. Fellas, how y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? I didn't get a chance to chop it up with y'all boys, man. I love y'all. Boom, no doubt. Formalities out the way. So, you know, I'm one to pride myself, you know, just to keep it brief, right? Not addressing what the haters say, right? People hop on the platform, right? They want to get a voice, you know what I mean? And my queen, Dana, said, hey, you know, you shouldn't respond to the negativity, right? Because it's, for one, it's counterproductive. For two, all you're doing is allotting these people an opportunity to step onto what you and your bros got going on. I did respond on under a separate cover. However, I won't anymore, right? It is what it is. You take it or leave it.
I'm with it.
You already know what I said. Come on, man. Keep it PG, man. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. That's
they,
it.
They could come back where they came from, man. We ain't said nothing out of line, not one time since we started this. You feel me? Everything has been positive, and our own personal point of views and our own personal experiences. You feel me? It's just our thoughts. You know what I'm saying? We're not out here to segregate or separate or you know, single anybody out. No race, no culture, none of that, man. We about unity. You feel me? There's a reason why we got different color fists on our logo. You feel me? Because it's for everybody. You know what I mean? So if you feel a way, then you're not listening. You know what I mean? You just ignorance. That's all. Ignorance. Because we ain't going nowhere. We're going to stay right here. You feel me? And we're going to keep trying to educate, shed light, and build people up, man. You feel me? And our views come from us. So deal with it or stay away.
TKJ, what say you, brother?
Hey, and you know, when I first started saying it, or with the tagline or on our the page where it says about, you know, simply put, four guys with strong ties discussing topics in their everyday lives. I knew it would come a time when we'd have to address this topic. I was hoping that we didn't have to address the topic, but we did. And like I said, like I literally said, we're just four guys with strong ties discussing topics in our everyday lives. That's it. We have not talked about a president, former or latter. We have not talked about anything that could be divisive. We're just talking. And we're welcome to have conversations if we were to get into some of those topics. And we can have you on if you want to, man. But we just out here in our own little, what you want to call, safe space, talking to some people that want to listen to us, that just want to just check in and, you know, kick it with us. And that's all we're doing. Like I always tell my wife, we go to the beach or something, I'm like, man, we just out here having a time that's good. That's it. That's all we're doing. So keep it over in the corner or wherever. Like you said, Paul, if we ain't on your grocery list, just leave it on the shelf. Let me be. I'm going to let you be. That's all it is to it. Yep. So we're going to address that probably, hopefully, even if we get some more feedback on that, we are done like addressing that. It's going to be what it's going to be. We got our warriors in the comments that can, you know, deal with that. But we vibrating at a higher frequency. I ain't gonna let the bros get there. My folks, we ain't gonna deal with that. We done with all that. So with that being said, man, let's get off of that. We gave that 4, 5, 6 minutes too much time, effort, and energy right then and there. So let's be through with it.
So just kind of kicking off, and before I'm gonna just say something right now. You talking to Janet already? You telling the wife I'm here to take your job? No, y'all got me on Groupon. That's where y'all found me. So this ain't about to be permanent. But no, like what we want to discuss tonight, and just, you know, just dive into and just get some feedback from our viewers. Interracial relationships, right? Okay, so we are basically in a world today where that is taboo still, but it's not so taboo because it can often be a trend. It could often be genuine, but it also has more, in my opinion, it looks more misguided, so to speak. You know, whether it be, you know, black female, black male, and then of course, you know, you have someone of the opposite race, ethnicity, or whatever. And I think on the black and white aspect of it, I feel like what we were just discussing, it kind of goes too far back for me. And with us as a culture, us as a people, we have had our own everything for so long. And to be taken and brought to a different place, or to have our culture be wiped away and be told that we got to adopt a new culture just to live peacefully or to conform, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's okay when it's real, but 9 times out of 10, I don't really like it, because they put so much emphasis on people of color being singled out or being left out, or just any type of segregation in general. They've always wanted to make us feel different from them. So if you want to put us in that box in our corner, just leave us over there. Same as the comments. You don't like what you see over here, or you want it to be something that agrees with you 100% of the time, just stay where you at. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no problem chopping it up with each other, doing our own thing and talking and just, you know what I'm saying? We don't care what they're doing over there. We might see it, just like Chinaman said. We see it, we're gonna make a joke about it. And okay, you know, that's it. But we ain't losing no sleep, you know what I'm saying? We're not crashing the party, trying to see what's happening. Like, hey, what are you guys doing in here? No, we don't care about none of that. It don't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that wasn't my voice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm just saying, like, y'all know I'm telling
you.
You're right.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, just give me y'all thoughts and opinions on that. Compass, what you got for that, bro?
The Compass.
So you said a mouthful, Wally. A mouthful, right? So to address the last few bars you spit, man, about there's a lot of, you know, African American figureheads that preach, right, the ideology and the belief system that segregation was the worst thing that ever happened to our community, right? What they should have did, well, equal opportunity, excuse me, what they should have did was leave us segregated. That's what a lot of people say and feel, you know, and even to this day, I could see potential benefits had we stayed in our lane, right? But then again, history shows you what happens when we made those attempts, right? Regarding the interracial relationships, okay?
Yeah,
that's an interesting / controversial / you may hate me after this pod, right? However, you may not. So my take, right? This is just my opinion on it. I frankly don't care who you marry, okay? Because it has nothing to do with the divisive effects within the black community, okay? You band up a group of brothers, right? And they go and they do the greatest things on the planet, right? We build banks, we mentor our children, right? We're in the academic field, we're in the political arena, okay? Who you marry is who you marry, okay? Now, caveat, right? And this sort of coincides with you said, Wally, as far as the dynamic of and the visual persona of what the black family looks like, right? Having, you know, half of the quad, half of BFA has, or they're in a biracial relationship, right? From Puerto Rican to black, from black and Asian, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Your gene, that African-American, that African gene is dominant. You know what I mean? It's dominant, you know? And if you go back further, right, you have the Asian community who, you know what I mean? You started from Africa in some aspect, you know what I mean? Through cultures and speciation, Google it, right? And all these other stuff, you know what I mean? Then you got these different cultures, man, that manifested to your Asian communities, right? Hispanic, it doesn't matter, right? Your daddy black, you black.
And right? I support it and respect it, like I said, when it's real. But yeah. You remember back in the day, I don't mean to cut you off, but you know, back in the day, it was like, oh, he got a little tease of this and he want to try this, or she just want to do this just to get back at her husband, or, you know, the owner on the plantation, blah, 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 blah. But I'm gone.
Yeah. And I get that, man. You know, basically, you know, all of those effects, man, you know, the first order effects, man, you know, we came over here, right? They stole us. They, whatever they did, they got us over here. Them secondary effects, man, you know, they separate the black man from the black woman, or, you know what I mean? Them tertiary effects are those seeds that they plant, you know what I mean? To where the dynamic of the black family, and I'm speaking specific to the black family, because really we could dissect each culture and how those interracial relationships affect that culture, right? However, even speaking on a lot of, I have a few Asian homeboys, you know, where their family, their lineage started in China, to where marrying outside of their culture is frowned upon. You know what I mean? Because they want to keep that bloodline pure, you know. But we don't have to talk about the Asian community, because they can come over here and get bank loans easily. You know what I mean? If I tried to get a BFA bank loan, man, I gotta, you know, they want, it's gonna be like trying to get a top secret security clearance.
Can you know? Social address.
You know, and so, but that's another topic, you know. But my stance on interracial relationships is, you marry who you marry, you know. But if you just so happen upon somebody that look like me, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing. I have no ill will, or I'm not poor hearted when it comes to those interracial relationships. But I mean, again, it was all by design. You know, I don't know why she chose him and why he chose her, you know. But I mean, if you watch media, social media, you can see it's very divisive, you know. I can't remember the statistic on what year they said it is, but at sometime in our near future, you know, everybody is going to be of a mixed race in some aspect, you know? Yeah. And that's because of all the commingling, if you will, you know. Regardless, you know, if you have a percentage of melanin in you, you know where that comes from, you know.
It's the dominant gene, ain't it?
Yeah, that's my 10 cents on it, man.
Before we get us kicked off here,
the comments already fired up at the park.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in before we pass it to the gentleman that's sitting above Neil on this live feed here.
Come on, man.
Mr. Rivera.
What's up?
What you got, brother?
Well, my take, y'all already know why I stand. So.
Where you stand? Because Hector, you Puerto Rican, right?
Man, full blood, mom, dad.
All right, and your wife is
Jamaican.
All right, so you in an interracial? So you, what kind of looks, man, you get, or was it all open reception?
You know what? Right. That's funny that you said that. What kind of looks do I get? We actually went to a Jamaican spot
downtown Tampa.
Them boys been bone but Clyde, what you doing with her, boy?
Nah, not even that, man. I wish it was love. It was crazy. It was one of the crazy Israelites, man. He was standing on the corner, right? So we walking by and we going to the thing to pick up you know what I'm saying, some oxtails and plantains and whatnot. And I sit there, man, and as we're walking by, he's on the phone talking to somebody, and he yells out while he's on the phone. He was like, because you know any black woman that dates outside of her race is a whore.
Wow.
And he said that while he was on the phone. And then we looked at each other, and we laughed. We was like, because dude, he was in a wheelchair. You feel me? He was a bum.
They on a cell phone. Too.
Yeah, they can. But it was just, it was so outrageous that we literally laughed it off.
Yeah.
And it, some people's views, it don't matter, black or white, man. Some people's views are just their views. You feel me? My opinion on interracial relationships is I don't care. You know what I mean? Growing up full-blooded Puerto Rican, like I said, born in Puerto Rico, raised there until right before middle school. And, my grandparents used to tell me all the time, you got to marry a Puerto Rican. You got to marry, you got to keep the bloodline pure. Like Neil said with the Asians, you know, that was a big thing on the island. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, it was this and that. But growing up, Puerto Rico, we got redhead, blue-eyed Puerto Ricans. And then we got Puerto Ricans that look like PK. You feel me? So Puerto Rico is so diverse. You know what I mean?
Boys fly in, they looking like me.
Thanks.
So it's super diverse, you feel me? And you know, and then where I live, it was more or less caramel skin people and stuff like that. So that's what my likes gravitated to. You know, it wasn't until I got to I guess the US and just started seeing different cultures and stuff like that, that's when I really started liking other girls. Because before, I just Puerto Rican. I told myself, if I ever made a Puerto Rican, she got to be right off the island. I don't want no disrespect, but I don't want no Americanized Puerto Rican women. That's what I used to tell myself. But you know, all my kids are from black women. My wife now, like I said, she's Jamaican. And man, you love who you love. You feel me? You can't go wrong with love. I know. I've heard. Because I'm not going to say I know, but I've heard from a lot of people in interracial relationships, after a while, it gets stringent, you know what I mean? It gets hard because one does not understand the struggle of the other. Ooh. So how can you console what you don't know? Mm-hmm. You feel me? So with that being said, I guess the good and the terrible is I've been discriminated on. I've been pulled over. I've been arrested. I've been all that just because I look like how I look. You know what I'm saying? Neck tattoos. At times I look Arabic. You feel me? So
me
I
get the them best. Looks.
I get them looks. You feel me? And then, you know, and then sometimes too, even from black people sometimes too, when they see me with my wife, because she's dark skinned, they kind of look like, the fuck, you feel me? But I don't care, man. It is what it is, man. And I think the big part of it is you have to understand or get you gotta learn about who your partner is. Luckily, like I said, my wife was Jamaican, so the Caribbean is pretty much all the same. You feel me? From Trinidad to Jamaica to, you know, DR, that whole right there is pretty much the culture just intertwined so much by music, dress, food,
coming to your house,
you know, everything pretty much is taken from one another. Like I said before Columbus, we had the East Africans, we had trade with the East Africans, you feel me? So that's where the drums and the music and all that come from. So being Caribbean kind of, you know, helps. Because our cultures are similar yet different. You feel me? So for me, you know, it's like being back home almost. Same values, same way of thinking for the most part. But the values, I think, is the biggest thing. and cultures, because different cultures vary. So
I'm with it.
That's just my two cents.
Mr. Gathers.
Well, first off, I mean, I'm all for it, because seeing as though, you know, I was born in Germany, so I'm German. And my wife was born in Japan, so she's Japanese. So you got a German and Japanese couple right here. So I'm a big advocate for, I'm just one of them people, man. You like who you like, you love who you love. There's somebody out there for everybody. It's just so unfortunate sometimes if it, you know, you find that person for you and you still get like the dirtiest of looks and stuff like that. Perfect example, and it's not even related to a relationship. So my at my job, my supervisor is going on to a better, well, she's moving on. So we went to lunch today, and she's white, and we went to lunch today, and we were walking down the stairs. I was going to the we were leaving the restaurant, walking down the stairs, and I was going to the restroom. And at the bottom of the stairs, at this restaurant we sat up top, there was probably like six or seven white guys, you know, ready for Cinco de Mayo and ready to, you know, all that good stuff. So the look when I turned that corner, and being a gentleman, you know, I let her go down the stairs first or whatever. And I was like, "You got everything," or whatever. And the looks that I was getting, it didn't even need to be said. You know what I'm saying? But just like the looks I was getting, you know, so I can only imagine, or I can't even imagine, you know, if you are in an interracial and the looks and stuff that you get, and you could just mind your own, you know what I mean? But then at the same time, just to get my point across on that, I'm for it. You do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy, man, whatever floats your boat, who you like, who you love. I understand, Neil, you say, you know, the lineage and, you know, you keeping that pure and all that kind of, I totally understand that. And me and you have had this conversation one off. But like I said, the long story short for me is like, I advocate, you do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? And people just leave me. If you driving the car, stay in your lane. If you just stay in your lane, worrying about you, instead of looking over and see what old boy doing, all that kind of stuff, then the world would be just a much better place. But it's not like that, unfortunately. So the only thing I have the issue with is when, and I think Kayla said it in the comments, like a black guy will date a white girl, and if somebody says something to him, he instantly just starts putting down black girls. Like, oh, you know, this, that, and I think we will get into that. But, you know, I hate all that, man. Like I said, who you're with, and that's just what it is. So I mean, that's where I'm at on it. I have no issue. You do what you want to do. But Neil, this is what I'm asking you though. So, well, I'm asking all of you, you know, just this is for me, I guess, or, you know, for the viewers and everything. First of all, Hector, Rick said, Neil, you're being extra politically correct right now. He said Hector Puerto Rican is black. it's just like all going through there.
Listen, man, what I just say though, I said that.
So before
we go African trade, I know this, man. I know.
Yeah,
that.
Neil, I know you want to dive into that, but the question I want to ask you three, all right, Hector, you've got three daughters and five boys.
Well, five, I got my two.
You got your steps? Oh, they count. Yeah, you got five boys.
No steps. Bonus.
No, there you bonus. Go. Bonus kids. No, them your sons, son. Them your sons. You know, Neil, you've got three, and Paul, you've got two. So, Hector, if Ann, I'll put the government's name. So, if Ann brings home an Asian guy, is there going to be an issue? Paul, if little mama brings home a white guy, will there be an issue? Neil, if Mr. Elijah brings home, I don't know, Hispanic or a white girl, is there an issue? Will there be an issue? Is there a discussion to be had? There is. Okay.
So here you go. And I'm because you know
y'all what, go Rick, first. Yeah, y'all go first.
I was being politically correct, you know, and that's based on providing a non-biased statement and feedback, right? Because I think very non-biasedly when it comes to certain values and traditions that I grew up on, right?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you, the Queen, right? Dana McCall, my heartbeat, you know, that's in North Carolina, Miss Belinda McCall, right? Said, hey, you know, if she do not look like me, she do not come into mi casa, okay? And so, and that's how, That's how I grew up. You know what I mean? So of course you take that you take that advice, right? You take that those suggestions, man, and you know that stuff it sits in your core, right? And it seasons over time, right? And then you pick out what best benefits you. You know what I mean? And I surmise that to be representation of a colored family, not a black, a colored family, right? Anything, because like, you know, case in point, Hector, man, he comes from a Hispanic background, and because of his light skin, and that's because you got colonized first. You know what I mean? You know, and that's okay. That's okay. But like you said, that's just because of your location, man. But like you said, it's Puerto Rican's my complexion. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it sure wouldn't be far-fetched, man, that if you were to date a lighter, okay, you know, just for the sake of this conversation, you know, no disrespect to Cindy, but if you were to date a lighter-complected Hispanic, your kids could come out darker, and that's because your bloodline. You know, your bloodline, it stems further than your parents, grandparents, yeah, so right?
When kids come out dark, I'm getting a DNA test.
Well, you know, I've seen it before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have too. My little brother. Yeah.
Right, facts, you know? Yeah. And it's all about, you know, my thing with marrying a black queen is the representation piece, you know? And that goes back, you know, years ago, you know what I mean? The queen brought up a point about the representation of the black family. You know, we had the Huxtables, you know, we had good times where we were portrayed as goofy, you know, to some extent, right? Prior to that, you know, when I Love Lucy was popping off, who did we have? You know, the black family is really a new thing. You know, when it comes to representing us in a positive light, you know what I mean? So as continuity of what we really stand for, right? Because like I said, man, we not all rappers, you know what I mean? We not the Huxtables, you know? We represent who we are publicly and proudly, you know what I mean? So I hold who we represent in high esteem, you know what I mean? And as my bros should too, you know what I mean? Paul, Wally, your babies, man, if I didn't know any better, I wouldn't know that they had Asian blood in them, you know? They don't look like it because we come from, you know, when you're talking, when you're talking African descent, man, we the foundation of everything, you know? I was right in Liberia. I seen light-skinned West Africans, albino West Africans, blue-eyed, you know what I mean? And these were purebred West African people, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter, but that representation, right? Not inclusion is what I stand for, you know, and that's the reason why I preach to my kids, hey man, especially my sons, you need to you know, make sure you think twice before you make that decision, man, because what you represent, you know what I mean, when you step into the world is how you're going to be viewed, you know? And it's very important. It's very important.
Well, like you said, the representation of the black family, man.
My piece. I mean,
with that being said, you had the welfare system, you had the project system, you had crack to split that up, to kill that foundation. You feel me? To kill the strength. So like you said, we're here to educate and try to build people up, man, and hopefully make a change. And if not just one, a few people lives, man, because I ain't gonna get into it, man, because it go deep, man.
Okay, so real quick with that, like I was saying, as far as how, you know, we all love our kids are beautiful to us. How I look at having, you know, my daughter being the oldest, like it's great how you look, but I want the intellect, right? So I would preach that first. And it's funny because I don't know how, but you know, she's five, she's into the Ninja Turtles. Her favorite Ninja Turtle that she loves and says she wants to marry is Donatello. And you know he's the smartest one, right? So I'm all for the intellect first. So if she brings Donatello home, I'm cool. But honestly, I'm not really, and I hope the people I've had this conversation with listening to me. I'm not impressed with the Travis Kelce's of the world. I'm not impressed with, you know, the Eminems of the world. Like, it's cool if that's what you want to do, you want to adopt that, that's cool. We appreciate it, but you're not going to get brownie points just by trying to just step in and just play the part. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to dap me up and just be cool just because you just want to try something different, because you grown against the grain of what your parents raised you to be. And it's not really molded in the right, you know, form or fashion. Like, if you got the intellect to support it and you're of a different ethnicity, I'm cool with it. But we know a lot of it is just, I just want to try something. Or in the case of us, it's dudes, and I won't get into it either, but it's dudes around here that we all know collectively that's looking for a come up, that ain't got nothing going for themselves. So they want somebody different that ain't gonna hold them accountable for the BS. You know what I'm saying? It's just scenarios like that where it makes us look bad when we do it for all the wrong reasons. If they do it, it's fine. That's what we expect. That's how they've always looked at us. But when we do it, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't sit well with me. And, you know, I'm open for letting my kids understand what it's about firsthand to a certain degree, but preference-wise, I'm checking everything at the door, honestly. Like, it don't matter. It's nah. Nah.
Gotcha. I think we hit that. So Hector, what was your answer? Like, if Lil Mama bought home, you know, the white guy, you okay?
Hey, get that shit out of, no, just playing, man.
Hector's not gonna say nothing. She got, his daughters all have five brothers. So
yeah. Nah, man. Motives, man. Like people saying, man, you gotta see where their head is at. You know what I mean? I know a lot of fathers, when their daughters get to that age, they kind of standoffish, or it's her life, it's what she want to do. Now I want you to sit right here. Let me see what you talking about. You feel me? Let me get to know you.
You gotta prove it.
You gotta let me know who you are. You feel me? If this happens, what are you gonna do? You feel me? If your mom say disrespect my daughter, what you gonna do? You just gonna, you know what I'm saying, just eat it and be like, oh, that's just how they are. You gonna try to correct them? You feel me? So, I don't know, man. I wouldn't care. Don't bring home nobody with bad credit.
and like my cousin Brianna and Kayla have been, you know, going off. It is, like you said, just would find it. I still feel tired just thinking about how much toll it takes on a person to be constantly explaining life, literally, to a person that doesn't get it. So that just leads me into, you know, they bring home another race. What are we teaching? I guess if that was, they was getting married or something, are you teaching that culture? Like, could we actually have, you know, a black person, and let's say a white person, and they had kids, they got married and had kids, would they be teaching that culture to their kid, the both sides and the white sides, and not screw up the kid with the kid being mixed? What I'm saying is, will that kid get that education at home? Because, you know, that show Mixed-ish, like the first episode, they walked in the lunch room, and I mean, it was set back in those times, but we still are kind of in those times, and they said, what are you mixed with? Like, you know what I'm saying? I guess my question is, if it's interracial, do they teach each other about their cultures? Or is it just like, we'll just face the world together? Like, I'm fighting for love with you, and we'll face it together, and whatever happens, happens.
Nah, that's ignorance, man. You got to learn. You got to learn. You got to learn about each other. You feel me? I've seen black and white couples. I've seen white men marry African women and go to Africa and have an African wedding. You feel me? And it's not in the sense of trying to fit in. It's more in the sense of, this is your culture and I want to learn it and I want to do that. You feel me? So I think I mean, love is love. It's got to come from a pure place.
You can
we don't tell. We don't need you. Yeah, we don't need you to be like us. We don't need you to emulate us. Just understand. That's it. You feel me? Just understand. You don't have to change how you walk, how you talk, how you dress. Be you, but be understanding and be open to learning. And when it's wrong, say it's wrong. You feel me? Instead of just sitting back and not saying nothing about it. I don't know, man. You have to learn about each other's culture. It's imperative. Because that's the only way you're going to understand your partner. You feel me?
So, coming off of that, I don't want to say misconception, but, you know, a lot of our women, you know, Black women in general, feel slighted, to say the least, right? And I think it's wrong to put the stigma of, oh, she just got an attitude, or, oh, like a lot, and this is what I was saying in general, it's a lot of us that chase, and I hate to say it this way, women that are more submissive or are just quiet and not as outspoken, educated, or opinionated because they have a complex or they're intimidated by being held accountable by what Black women, like the women that we have, bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of dudes run from. You know what I'm saying? So instead of, and that's where I think it comes from. I think instead of it just being, I'm going to just keep it funky right now. Instead of it just being like, yo, I ain't about shit. I ain't got nothing going. I ain't really trying to do X, Y, and Z to make this 50-50 or to, you know, 100%, you know, invest everything I can into making this work. I'm going to just say something else and just, she got an attitude. Like, it's plenty of people out here that I know that will run and just get the hell away from a Black woman just because she's holding him accountable for growth and expectations for himself, not just in the relationship, but you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dudes that are comfortable being complacent. And, you know, so you got to, like, if you can't handle it and you can't just, you know, just big up the sisters, you know what I'm saying? That I don't think that's necessarily their fault. There are a few bad ones out there that you can tell they just chase the conflict. But 9 times out of 10, man, it's dudes that kind of messed it up for real. What say you, man?
Yeah, so and we talking about the image of the Black woman, right? And when I say Black, you know, catching up with the times, right? Reality, man. A colored woman, any complected woman that's not of European descent, right? Let's say any Wally, your wife is she's Korean and African American, correct?
Yeah.
Right, Black woman, right? Colored woman. That's how she is viewed. So for any woman, that the attitude thing, man. Yeah, you can miss me with that. You know, my wife is probably the most aggressive, strong-willed person between men and women that I've ever met in my life. Right?
Yeah.
You can't. There's no way you're going to break that initial layer of aggression on your first time. there's no way, right? Because soon as I introduce you to her or you make an introduction, she's gonna size you up immediately.
Yeah.
Right. For me, in order to do that, right, and this is, you know, and not categorizing each Black woman, right? But in order to do that as a Black man, You have to be able to live up to those expectations, right? Being equally as strong, right? And I got a dope mouthpiece, right?
What I'm able say, to Neil? Pressure bust pipes.
You right, say bust swim, pipes, right? Right. So swim. You know, the challenge. I accepted the challenge, man. And you know, it's something that we teach our kids. You know what I mean? And. All of the whole conversation, man, is it's a bag of formulas, you know what I mean, and how you how you action those formulas. You know what I mean? I don't know why our culture views the black woman and why they view them in a negative light, and I don't know why we slight the black woman. You know what I mean? I can give you a systematic answer. You know what I mean? and how media portrays them. You know what I mean? Dating back to the mammy, right? All the way up to the Megan Thee Stallions, the Cardi B's, right? You know what I mean? Educate your babies. Educate your, you know, my brothers that got daughters, man, and nieces, you know. As the man, right, we are the example, right? You choose your queen, she's the example. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just to kind of, you know, rewind it a little bit, you know what I mean? If you got those, you got those little queens in your life, you know what I mean? Who you marry is a portrayal, you know what I mean? You got a black niece or a colored niece, you know, and then you date outside of that construct, you know, how does that make that baby girl feel? You know, those are viewpoints, man, that are hidden in the back of their mind when they go, you know, go to Walmart and look at those baby dolls, you know what I mean? Because it's not a lot of colored baby dolls unless you're buying a Bratz doll and she got a mini skirt on.
With some, you know what I mean? Underneath it.
Representation, man. Representation, yeah. You know? Yeah, that's how I feel about that, man. I mean,
it's either, I think the label, like Hector, you probably agree with me. They either say, you know, she's a strong, independent black woman, or she's like standoffish. So that makes like she's stuck up and this thing. Like you see the videos where it was one other day, like Shardy went in the young lady went in the liquor store to get a bottle and was, you know, some dudes were trying to get at her. And then they follow her because she didn't want to mess with them. These black guys now, she didn't want to talk with them. She didn't want to acknowledge them. And he's like, screw you or whatever. And she went outside and, like, they hit her and stuff. Like what? Mm. Why can't she? And then another one that I was reading on today, and I don't want to, like, mess up her name, but she was at her – I'm just – for short, it was Olu. And she was at a Black Lives Matter – I think it was a George Floyd rally or something like that. Needed a ride home. Black guy gave her a ride home, sexually assaulted her, and murdered her. And I was like, well, damn, you know what? Like, what's going on with that? But what had me enraged is I looked her up on Twitter, and there were, like, black dudes – all races of guys were like, well, why did she get in the car? He gave her a ride, so she owed him something. I'm like, yo, is that how we think of what? And I just had to, I clicked off of it, man, because it upset me. I was like, yo, I couldn't believe it, man. So, I mean, like I said, Hector, they gonna say, you know, she's strong, independent black. She don't need anybody. Or she gonna be too stuck up or whatever, or they try to make them out to be Jezebels, you know what I'm saying? She get around and stuff, but they get painted in that picture, and like Neil and what we were talking about, if she's a strong, independent black woman, she had to be that way because where the baby daddy at? He locked up and this, that, and that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think Malcolm X said it, they're like that's a shame that I don't remember that quote. But, like, I think I had it in my phone or whatever. But it's – they spend a lot of time trying to protect everybody else. And then when it comes to them, they just seem like they're not protected. And then I saw somebody say, well, what about Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey and Beyonce? Those are not the black women that we are talking about. Those are celebs. I'm talking about your everyday – I won't let my wife know that she want to go to the store. And I think this would just be with any woman in general or whatever. We go into the store, and if I'm not going with her, she going in the daytime. Even though something could happen in the daytime, you definitely not going out there at night. I just know how people are. You know what I mean?
We going together, so, I'm going for you. Like,
that's it.
Yeah.
And if I gotta keep the peace to keep the peace, you know what I mean? That'll be what it's gonna be. So I don't know why they get that bad rap. I don't know why they get put down. Can we fix it? I mean, I don't know. It's
what we discussed on the Josh Strong episode. Like, we always hold each other accountable to be constructive. if I'm here, I want you here. And if some dudes that's here and they don't want to do what it takes to meet the black woman at the same level, like they either want to bring, like what you said, B, they want to bring them down and either make them look bad, demean them, or just, you know, just exile them from the rest of just anything that's worth, you know, any type of respect, and just make it look like there's something wrong with them, when in all actuality it's just dudes just be afraid to look in the mirror.
Belinda McCall, who is that, Mom's name?
That's my Dukes, man.
Mom said black women are viewed the same as Puerto Rican women. They just view them as being aggressive. And I'm with her.
Thanks.
They really Thanks. Do. Because I see where, you know, the another female at work can, you know, get out there and speak her mind, and she's a go-getter and she's domineering and she's, you know, she's breaking the glass ceiling. And then, you know, if, you know, let's say Janet goes in there, oh my gosh, she's such a, you know, oh my, why is she so abrasive and this, that. Now, well, hold on, she's doing the same thing, for lack of a better word or name, she's doing the same thing Karen did, but y'all giving Karen the high praise as much as they will give a woman trying to, you know, work that corporate. It's just so crazy, man.
So check this out, man, real quick, cat, you know, short story, man. You know, my wife was working for this company supporting Veterans Affairs, right, as a procurement analyst. So she did, much like, you know, she did contracting, you know what I mean, for the VA, and it was 100% remote job, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you consider her a supervisor, but, you know, for the sake of it, let's just say the lady that was mentoring her professionally, right, was a white lady, and the lady would send my wife messages or to-do lists in all caps, okay? So, you know, if you've been in a workplace, you know what all caps means, right?
Don't be yelling at me.
Right, with respect to...
all cap, no cap.
Right, email etiquette, you know, so my wife, instead of responding back in all caps, you know, she rendered phone calls. Okay, hey, you know, are you aware that you are speaking to me in this context, right?
Yep.
However, because my wife approached her, right, and tried to mitigate the situation, she is viewed as the aggressor, you know. Why is that, you know? And that's a rhetorical question, because we, you know, we know why, you know, but I'm okay. Well, what about the cause for that effect, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And like you said, man, it just goes on that, hey, you know, she's being aggressive. She's the aggressive black woman, you know, yep, but
angry,
no.
Why are you angry? Right. Why is she so right. angry?
But really, I called you in response to, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's crazy, man. Crazy.
And Hector, you got something, bro?
I have nothing to what? Say about black women. I'm not about to get in that boat. Quick disclaimer, man. I know it may sound like we are catering to one side more than the other. Y'all just remember that we are speaking about what we know.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to go out here and speak on anybody else's business that we know nothing about. Because then you're going to say that we're ignorant and we just talking shit. You feel
correct.
Me?
So thoughts and views. I don't have no PhDs. I got one in being this skin tone, though. Yeah, so I've been navigating this for 37 years. So I can speak on that. Yeah, you know, the German guy, PK, the German, the Deutschmann, you know. Yeah, man, what cool. So hold on, Paul, before you about to swing it to next?
No, what go, you ahead, going? Go ahead.
So, Neil, me and you been talking, man. You said you're going to keep the emotions in check. I know Daniel's probably telling you to woo-saw. You probably listen to Janet's meditation and everything. Have you aired out all of your grievances? I don't want you to leave nothing. I told you, do what you do. Is there anything that you want to get into before we get, Paul, are we going into the love stories?
Yeah, we're gonna drop a quick love story, but yeah, we can do that after the compass. No, we need the compass to navigate real quick. So
yeah, is there anything that you want to touch? Because I've been telling you, man, like you said, we was talking, you was like, I'm gonna keep my emotions in check. Then I hit you with the Kermit the Frog. I was like, or what if you don't keep your emotions in check? You know what I'm saying?
Just forget it one time. I'm seatbelt is back on. Heart yeah. ready.
Hands but I mean, if you lap, if, let's go. If you wanna go. If you do not want to touch on it, I don't want. I no regrets, man. Leave it all on the court, man.
Okay, so check this out real quick.
Yep.
For anybody, right? For anyone who does not look like me, that's any culture, right? And that's African-American included. If you decide to comment, right, providing a caveat or a statement that goes against anything that I say, I pray that you bring some substance and history behind it. They don't give me do not give me any opinionated facts, right, or opinions based on what you think the media is pushing to you, because if you do, I will address you appropriately. Okay, I won't address you publicly, right?
I do.
I won't address you publicly, okay? And embarrass you, right, on these comments. But if you send me a you suck DM or tell me or ask me stuff like why the black community is killing each other and this, that, and the third, I will address you, okay? Because everything that I'm saying is either something that I read or something that I know.
Come sideways, like, leave upside right? down.
and that's what I have, you know. I have a lot of allies, man, from a range of different cultures who have hit me up on the side and said, bro, I love what you're doing. Those are my allies. I love them the same. Some are my best friends, you know. Yep. I love you no different.
Yep.
They appreciate and they can't empathize, but they, you know, they sympathize and they agree to either disagree, but yep. we keep it pushing, right? Mm-hmm. We keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of those, man. Like yeah. you said, I mean, roll with me since, you know, day one, or as long as I've known some of y'all guys, my guy, Steve Vick, shout out to Steve. I think he probably working tonight, and Brad Suter. Like people like that. We've been cool since day one. Brad, the first time I met Brad was like, hey man, where you live? Oh, down the street. He said, oh yeah, I live right down here. Yeah, we're gonna be cool. And that was it. That's just how it went or whatever, you know. Like you only get that hating stuff when you're doing something right.
You can tell when it's real.
Correct. Off top.
You can always tell when it's real.
So what you, Paul, some comments stood out. I know Bree and Kayla, them two right there. I see, man, we getting somewhere. Top fan badges popping up on here and stuff, hey, you know, so. Hey,
I was just about to say something about the top fan badges. And then also, too, we're going to have to do something because between Kayla, Janet, and Brianna, we just going to need to put them on here one day.
Hey, yo, I tried to send.
Kayla go too hard.
When we started talking about the black women and putting them down, I sent her the link trying to get her to join. I was going to let her – because I even told Bree and Kayla, I was like, yo, y'all be presentable because if I can get you to join the room, you know, we will. But I tried it with Kayla and it wouldn't go through or whatever. So, but we got to figure that out. They may have to – I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure that out because I would love to start to have some guests and stuff on here, you know, to talk about some of these topics. And like Neil said, some of them keyboard warriors. I know we said we was gonna leave that alone, but if y'all want to get on here and talk on the forum, they see our face. Let them see yours or whatever.
You notice they comment. They comment that when we reply, they know where to be found.
Man. Oh yeah, they ghost out. Yeah. So
that's what they do.
Hey, what Mike Tyson? Tyson said, man. Mike Tyson said it best, man. The internet made it okay for y'all to talk shit and not get punched in the face.
No, everybody got a plan until they get hit in the mouth, though. Right. We don't resort to violence. So, you know.
So,
but it, nah, go ahead. I'm not being aggressive.
Never mind. I was about to say something else. Never mind. but yeah. So,
LEP.
Just kind of going into. I heard that. So just trying to go into.
That's his name, bro.
Philly P want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. He got a cigar in his mouth on the logo and everything. He wants all of the smoke. They trying to ban Newports. Just holler at Paul. He got the smoke.
That cigar won't even lit.
I know.
Still in the plastic.
And they tried to ban us. They tried to ban us off of Facebook off of that, man.
Yo, but but no, man, like I was saying, just real quick, we can all drop a quick story of, you know, just how we met our wives. And my story actually kind of coincides. It's literally the opposite side of the coin of what I was just talking about some other dudes have done to just kind of shy away or just run the opposite direction when they meet like a black woman that has standards, right? So we both have a mutual friend that I went to high school with. So when I was at, when I started at this job, he was there with her for several years. And he saw me when I came in for my interview. And he was like, yo, what's up, man? How you been? Ain't seen you since high school, blah, blah, blah. Yo, are you single? I'm like, yeah. He was like, yo, I got somebody I'm gonna introduce you to, right? And he did the same thing to her after he saw that. He went to her and said the same thing. So I see her one day without him. I walk past her and literally, my body was going this way and my head was like all the way backwards looking like, who the hell was that? And I'm just trying to keep it moving without saying nothing, right? I go straight to him, like Usain Bolt. I'm like, bro, who is that? He was like, yo, that's who I was talking to you about. Let's go talk to her. I was like, no. Just straight up, just straight froze, like, no. And literally, I would see her at work every day for almost 3 weeks and never said a word to her.
What?
He was like, bro, he was like, yo, she's here today. She was off yesterday, but just come on, let's go. I'm like, bro, I'm not about to go back there and make myself look stupid. So I literally was trying to gather myself to make sure I ain't go back there on no BS so she, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't take me for a joke or think that I was trying to step to her on the wrong foot. And you know what I'm saying? After I went and talked to her, you know, she slid across the floor like Gina, like Martin, when Martin played saxophone. but no, nah, man, like for real, like even when I went to go talk to her, I literally went back there and I kind of did like the shy brother joint. Like I was looking at my sneakers, making sure my pants was creased, looking at my shoelaces. Like I was nervous as hell just because, you know, just the dynamics of where we were in our lives at that particular moment.
Man, I thought you was Philly P. You was Paul Pee-wee then.
I didn't feel like I had... Listen, give me them gunshots and them air horns back.
I didn't feel like I had my shit together, to say the right. least. So, again, look where we at now. You level up. And that's what it is. I'm interested in hearing y'all. Well, I already know Preston and Janet, they got the best...
Bro, everybody knows that one, man.
It
kind of. I feel like I met PK and Janet at the same time.
Together.
Yeah, you did.
They was already. I think I did.
She was at the Chick-fil-A and she was eating this burger and I wanted a piece of it. And then that was just how it started right there. You know? So, back in 1999, she had a chicken sandwich and I've been wanting some. So I had, and then I said, look here, I like you and I want you.
Hey, one more thing, fellas. I want to.
You got to tell us how you met. Oh, go ahead.
I got to congratulate Neil on that glorious beard that he has, that King's Mane. That thing is nice. You feel me? PK, I want to congratulate you on the weight loss, my guy. You feel me? Went from 200 plus to a buck 80 something. You looking real healthy right now.
Appreciate it.
And man, me and my wife met online, man. You feel me? I was out here.
They were?
Yeah, man. I was out here being a freak. You feel me?
It's real.
I ain't gonna hold you, man. I was out here being a freak, man. And then, you know what I'm saying? She threw the hook and she smacked
your
my
bad
ass. And I ain't leave
life.
No more, damn, man. She smacked my ass up and it was over. I fought it for a long time, too. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know why she was with me. I wasn't doing shit. You feel me? But, hey, listen. God's plan, man. Everything worked out the way it's supposed to, man. You feel me?
Blood and queens. Yeah.
And honestly, man, ever since then, bro, I ain't never been happy in my life, man. Bro, you feel me? I ain't been happier in my life,
Rick,
man.
Rick.
Don't no arguments going on in this house, man. I can't tell you one time we've raised our voice at each other.
disagreements are gonna happen, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that we just out here just agreeing on everything, but man, hey. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Wow, they going off. So Leonard Washington, that's Bree. That's my cousin. That's my other cousin. That's her brother. He said, freak man. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's
me. And then here comes Cindy. Here comes Cindy with the soul snatcher.
Hey, for sure, man.
Ricky Thompson, 30, going to talk about PK built like a high school freshman.
Like a high school freshman.
Y'all wild out here, man.
Yeah, you did. You lost crazy weight. Yeah, you look good, though, man.
Good, man.
Working hard, right. Man. Kevin Kim is going to air me out. He said, man, y'all don't even eat chicken. Look, 22 years ago, we was eating chicken, man. She had a chicken sandwich, and I've been wanting a piece of it.
No.
You be eating lettuce sandwiches now, no cheese.
PK heard that Juvenile when he said they was repping for the 99 in the 2000s, and Janet ain't start twerking. So he knew right there she was the one.
That's the one I want right there.
That's the one I want.
The one that's not twerking. I need her.
So before we do give it to Neil, I will give people. So me, my wife and I, we met. Girlfriend at the time. That was at Fort Campbell High School, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I met all these fellas. So we all have grown up together. I mean, she was 15. I was 15 at the time. She was 14. And that was just it. Her mom, before, she was with her grandparents, so she wasn't even at Fort Campbell. But her mom was like, ooh, you'll be great for my daughter. And first thing I thought was like, yo, if your mom trying to put you on, looks and everything, but if your mom's trying to put you on, yeah. You know, if your mom's trying to put you on, then I don't know, whatever. So when she got down, when I finally did meet her, I was like, oh, okay, she's pretty cool. And I was dating a chick at the time. She's in 9th grade. I was 10th grade. So I told Janice Burke, we started dating because her mom made it known. We started dating November 1st at 5:21 p.m. In 1999. November 1st, 5:21 p.m. Her mom made it. If you know her, she got the dramatics, so she made it a whole big thing or whatever. So we'll never forget that. That was down to the second or whatever. And then that's where we've been at, man. We started rocking November the 1st, 5:21 p.m. in 1999. And here we are 22 years later, rocking.
That's what's just, up,
man. That's what it is. So
you should have went first, man. I can't give you the
hours. Nah, that ain't nah. Whatever.
Nah, he remember that shit like a baby's birth, man.
Nah, man, the pressure.
He should have went last.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, my bad. Nah, you tell me about, because Neil, you said Dana stay on your behind. So that might have been one of the first things. Because you said, yo, PK, she got on my ass, bro. And I'm like, hey, listen, we be needing it sometime.
I told you how it happened. Neil was acting out. She was smoking the shit out of him in formation. You feel me? And then he fell in love.
Please tell us this story.
So, the queen and I, we met in AIT, man, in 2003. Yeah,
okay.
2003. Really it was just in passing, you know what I mean, until after Christmas into the new year of 04. And the story is actually pretty dope. She was talking to this other cat local to Wichita, where we at now. Okay. At this time, I think my people had just left Fort Campbell and they moved to Williamsburg, Virginia. Okay. Which is not too far from Fort Lee, where we did AIT. Yeah, I know. I see your face. That's where they was at. So I approached her. She was on the phone with this dude, right? And, back then, I still am. I'm a comedian. So I ran up on her.
The waves.
but by then they was back here. So I was becoming who I am today at that point, so I ran up on her, man, and we was talking for a while, and it was crazy because we were so young minded, we had just jumped into this army construct, and what, an 18, 19 years old. I went to Korea she went to Texas, you know what I mean? And then the magic happened to where we met back up in Kansas, you know what I mean? In Fort Riley, man.
Fate,
you know what I mean? And we didn't question it, you know what I mean? We never questioned it. We got married shortly thereafter, man, had Elijah, and we've been rocking since then, you know what I mean? We got married in 2006, and it was so dope, man, because the military, man, it's, you know, every 2 or 3 years, people just, you know how it is, you know, you see them, you don't see them, you know, and people, we saw so many relationships, man, form based on what Dana and I had, and then, you know, just the same, man, we saw them, you know, split, you know what I mean? So many divorces, man, and we prayed, man, we kept our head low, man, and we distanced ourselves, you know what I mean, from the negative energies, and we grew together, man. We grew up, you know what I mean, from 18, 19 to 37 years old, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you see what your mama said?
I didn't see it. I didn't look, you know, but yeah, you know, moms met her in AIT, you know, I introduced her to moms before we was official.
Deal was wide open, boy.
Well, it wasn't, you know, they came to visit, you know, the parents came to visit, you know, and we were in the common area, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna introduce you to, you know, to be, you know, your the mother of your 3 grandkids. You know what I mean? It was very dope, man. Very dope, you know. That's basically how that went down, man.
Love to see it. So what y'all what, 15 years? 15 years anniversary?
Yeah,
this year?
Man. Yeah, June 8th, bro.
And
June
where 8th. Where y'all at, Hector? Like about a year.
At a year married, man, going on 3 years together.
There we go. Word, and Paul, you.
That time counts, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Pete came to matter, man. She don't play.
Six and a half married. Seven years married in October.
Who's joining? About
that's,
to talk crazy.
That's my cousin, Brianna Kelly. I want to put her on there.
Oh, hey, friend.
Got that to work right quick. So,
bad.
So, we got your love story in there. Bree, you got any questions or anything? Or
no, the love stories made my heart smile.
Give us that positive. You go ahead and give us the honest assessment. You said Hector is like that villain. He makes you continue to watch stories.
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so I said Hector is the villain. Like, you're like, but you know what? You kind of like the villain. It's like Thanos. Like, you know, the Avengers wouldn't be as good without Thanos. So we were like, Hector's like Thanos. Because sometimes you'd be like, no, Hector, not today. Not today. But he's still funny. And he's like a part of the team almost. So he's cool. And then you got Neil.
You should see them group text messages, boy.
Fire.
See, fire. We knew it, but we already knew it. Our family group chat had a whole conversation about this. Mm-hmm. So we love you, Hector. It's like me and Kayla say, we love to hate you, Hector. We do. We do.
Listen, I just need Kayla's mama to keep bringing that cornbread. I'm coming through.
And that's exactly what they said. That's exactly what they said. But no, I think what y'all are doing is great. I enjoy tuning in. I have something to look forward to every Wednesday after dealing with my crazy kids all week. It's a nice time to just see and hear Black men and men of color, like, having these conversations that need to be had. So I appreciate y'all. And regardless of what anybody says, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, because this is dope and I love to see it.
Thank you. I just want to get your FaceTime in there. I love you, cuz. Go on in here.
I ain't going to hold y'all. Love you, cuz.
Bye, y'all. Too. All right. With that being said,
at least she gave me a good villain. She ain't got no doggy out.
But you know, with that right. being said, her said having to deal with those crazy kids, man. Before we get into wrap up, Paul, you know, I want to say it first to you guys as queens, and you know, I do want to say, you know, Happy Mother's Day in advance, since we won't be on with all the panel having kids, and Janice got her dog, so you know, Happy Mother's Day for your doctor that man. You had all that kind of stuff.
Y'all had Kayla.
Make sure we got, well, yeah, that's true too. It so counts. I wanted to actually say that, and you know, if y'all want to give some shout outs to the and my mama, mom, down there, Miss Mary Ellen Gathers Mayrellin, that is my heart and soul. It was but mama's boy before Pops passed away and didn't unchange after he did pass away. That's my girl. She watches us sometimes if in between Bible study, or she might be on the fishing bank if there's a little, you know, sunlight out there and everything, man. I love that lady, the pieces, all the moms out there, man. It's just, I love it. I love, we wouldn't be here without you guys. So with that being said, you know, much love. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy and, Mother's Day. We love you. Belinda, Dana, my Aunt Shelby. All the mothers, man. Donna Baker. It's a lot of mothers in my life.
Oh, absolutely. Man. Yeah, man.
A lot of mothers, man.
Yeah.
You know, oh, man, I love them to pieces, man.
Hey, moms had me at 16, and that's one thing I will say is she has always tried to do as much as possible to provide and be as sufficient for me and my sister as possible. Now, man, my wife does the same exact thing, just mimicking what she got from her mom and, you know, her two sisters. So it's always important to just have, again, like what we were talking about earlier, you just have those strong figures around you. And it's not always going to be one of the homies or your dad or your brother. It's going to be your wife. It's going to be your sister. It's going to be your mom. It's always going to be... It's always genuine, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get that love and support. So it goes a long way without, you know, saying it, or sometimes you gotta say it, but sometimes it just happens and it blossoms right there in front of your eye.
Fantastic.
So hey, PK, real quick, man. So I was talking to a coworker today about, you know, the role of a mother, man, and the thing, you know, so men, we compartmentalize, right? That's what we do, that's our superpower.
Correct.
Women, you know, the moment, I'm not going to say all, but it's a good 98-99% of women, man, the moment they figure out they're pregnant, right, that maternal instinct kicks in like that. It's yep. It's something, you know, that it's very, very few informational instincts that they have to learn, right, outside of what they learn through experience, man. But that stuff, that motherly instinct, man, and taking care of.
Hector, tell Cindy if she coming, you know, on, tell her, man, that you waving her off.
I'm trying to get her, man.
But you're right, man. Like you said,
beautiful
it just,
thing, man.
It just
I had to
in,
learn
man.
How to be a dad, you know?
Yeah.
My wife and my mom and praying, that taught me to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know, Dana and my mom, I don't, you know, that was that instinct. Naturally, they, you know, they groomed me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, parents in general,
crazy.
Though, man.
It's crazy.
Like you said, Hector, you going to give her a shout-out? She coming on or what? What's up?
Yeah, man. Happy Mother's Day to my mother. She's in Puerto Rico right now, you feel me, with her mom. So she's going to spend Mother's Day out there.
Yep.
You know, that whole culture thing, man. Puerto Rican, like they said, strong women, they come off as aggressive. And y'all know my mom, she got a strong personality.
Judy,
so
don't play.
At all. So she kind of mad. She kind of mad at me right now.
Right. So
she's mad at me. So, Bob, I just want to tell you that I love you. You know what I mean? She had me when she was 19. She actually quit medical school for me, man. So so she can stay.
You the
so
reason.
She, yeah, so you the reason we ain't got a so doctor out here.
Yeah. So, I mean, she quit medical school to be a full-time mom, man. So, I mean,
if she would have finished that, she could help you deliver some of them kids you got.
You feel me?
play the horns on that.
Hey, know, hey, man.
Mom get horns for that, man. Let me go ahead and get mom the air horns.
Yeah.
Let me get the horns and a gunshot for mom, man.
Right. So,
nah,
but
so
like
I
you said,
I love you, man. I love you. My wife, you feel me?
Cindy, is she coming on? She gonna make an appearance?
Nah, man, she got scared. You feel me? She was up there. She was just
so, I mean, that was just giving you prep work because we're trying to line up having all of 8 people on the screen. So, I mean, but you know, whatever. We'll get to it when we get to it. But Neil, just like just saying what you were saying, man. You know, I was blessed enough to have both parents in my life and had my pops up till I was 27. We lost him, you know, 10 years ago. But to actually have them both. Moms was always make do. Like dad, we're pulling his weight as well, man. But mom was there. She did, you know, the majority of cooking, the cleaning. If we were struggling, I didn't know. Because, you know what I'm saying, we always had it. There was always a way made. Both of them being in the military helped us financially.
Man, you know, weren't struggling. I can't count
their coins. Right.
I remember them. I remember them banana color 14.
Man, here we go. So, like you said, man, them moms, they just turn it on, and they make it happen. And it's amazing. It's all my cousins. Bree has a little boy, and my cousins. And what they do, man. I just sit back. I'm in awestruck of the female, like, you know, all of them, what they go through, what having another human case. I mean, it's crazy. So, we wanted to make sure we got that in. Shout out to the moms. Cause like I said, we will be back next Wednesday, but you know, with it being this weekend, we would have been, that'd have been a disservice to not, you know, give them that shout out, nothing but love and stuff for them. So, Paul, episode 6, do we have something or wrap us up, PR? You know, tell them where we at, where they can find us.
I was actually going to tell you to take us home because y'all Groupon expired with me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. So, you know, thanks.
You back.
Thanks for, you know, thanks to everybody that was tuning in. You know, to replay it, like it, comment, share. I think we kind of addressed the comments as we were going. We're still working through that. We're starting to get the rest of the platforms going, the TikTok, the YouTube. We're just going to be all over the place because we got 4 personalities, 4 dynamics, you know, 4 views, 4 perspectives, and this will be the forum we come together and give you that. But we're going to start to, you know, put a little bit of extra content out there and for you guys to indulge in along with us, man. We appreciate everybody that comes and hangs out with us. It started as a hobby. We still doing it because we like it. We love it. If it turns into something even bigger and better, you know, so be it to that as well. This will be, it's live now, video. I'll have it. It'll be on your streaming service if you want to listen to it in the morning or, you know, share that with somebody because we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Instagram. They sent me an email this morning. We're on Breaker, whatever that streamer is, Breaker 19, whatever that is.
We'll take
all of those.
We'll take it.
You know, check us out. Tell a friend. We still do want to do the small business shout out. So please start to drop, you know, what you do, or if you know somebody, whether they're local to you or whatever, they got a website, start to throw those things our way so that we can start taking that towards this at the end. You know, we'll take 2 or 3 minutes and start to address that. And letting people know that, you know, services and goods and stuff, you know, we trying to shine a light on that because we do want to support our own. I miss anything? We are taking comments and suggestions, you know, for future episodes. We got those from the last one that we put out there for suggestions. So we'll get together. We'll get in the lab, have that fresh content ready for you guys. And we'll be back next Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Eastern. In your face. Hope y'all enjoy. Peace, love, and positivity.